May we be a shining light to the nations, a shining light to the peoples of the earth, till the whole world sees the glory of your name. May your pure light shine through us.
A very good evening to you, and thank you for listening to Hope for the Nations. My name is Anusha Mudli, and today we are going to be praying for the beautiful country of Myanmar. Open Doors recently reported that converts to Christianity in Myanmar find themselves persecuted by their Buddhist, Muslim, or tribal families and communities because they have left their former faith and have therefore removed themselves from community life. Communities who aim to stay Buddhist only make life for Christian families impossible by not allowing them to use neighborhood water resources. Non-traditional church groups experience opposition, especially when they're located in the country's rural areas, proselytizing. While Buddhist monks are somewhat divided concerning the 2021 military coup, many of the more radical monks support it. Christians worry that the coup will return the country to a military rule that was brutal for many believers. After the military coup in February 2021, fighting has continued in predominantly Christian states like Aceh State, Karen State, or in northern Shan State. Churches have been destroyed and Christians killed in Chin State, which is another majority Christian region. And churches and pastors have been targeted. More Christians than ever have been driven out to live in camps for displaced people. Minang, who is a Christian, says, "Every day I hear gunshots and grenades. The sounds come only one bus stop away from my home. At night, most homes do not turn on lights after 8 p.m. and nobody makes any noise. Sometimes I hear gunshots in the evening and around midnight. We also stay indoors during the day. We can't go out except for shopping for groceries. I live in the middle of Yangon without security. Please pray for the safety of me and my family." Min Yang is a Christian from Yangon, the largest city in Myanmar. So when we pray for Myanmar, let's pray that God will touch and soften the hearts of Myanmar's military leaders and give them a desire for peace and reconciliation. Pray for the church in Myanmar to be on their knees and pray for peace in the country. Pray God will strengthen each believer and revive their spirits that have been dampened from the political turmoil. Praise the Lord for the persecution preparedness program that Open Doors partners have held in safe places during the months of 2021. Thank God that Christians were encouraged to remember that God is their Father. Myanmar is actually former Burma, and it has more than 100 ethnic groups living in Myanmar. Myanmar, formerly Burma, has more than 100 ethnic groups there. It is the largest country in the Southeast Asia. This land is mostly covered in forests with a tropical climate, and it is very rich in natural resources such as gems, oil, and natural gases. It shares borders with Bangladesh, India, China, Laos, and Thailand. Over 2,200 Buddhist temples, pagodas, and monasteries built primarily between the 10th and 14th centuries are found in the city of Bangon alone. This reflects the immense presence and influence of Buddhism in Myanmar. The Burmese people have suffered the horrific effects of ongoing warfare since 1942. Formerly a British colony, Myanmar gained its independence in 1948. From 1962 to 2011, it was under the control of a military junta. The military still holds great influence in the government, forcibly repressing popular democratic movements and exploiting the country's rich natural resources. This has left the nation's economy in shambles, trapping many in poverty. Additionally, Myanmar suffers the second highest HIV/AIDS rate in Southeast Asia, with a reported 54% of adults and 78% of children receiving treatment. The creation and use of illegal drugs is a contributing factor to this pandemic. It has been reported that at least 200,000 households are involved in the production of poppies, the source of illegal opiates. Recently, the largest human exodus since the Vietnam War has Rohingya Muslims desperately fled what the UN described as ethnic cleansing in the hands of the military. The Rohingya have been denied citizenship in Myanmar since 1982, and they suffer a very long history of conflict with the Burmese militia. Hundreds of thousands have left their homes to seek refuge in areas such as Bangladesh, where their suffering has only continued. Myanmar is roughly 80% Buddhist, 8% Christian, and 7% Muslim. Approximately 46 million remain unreached with the gospel, which is 84% of the population. Freedom of religion is restricted, and any group the government considers a threat, including Christians, is arrested, persecuted, and often imprisoned. Buddhism, though no longer considered the state religion, is actively promoted by the military regime. Although the military has attempted to remove Christianity from the nation, the church continues to grow. Foreign missionaries have been prohibited from working in the nation, but this has not stopped indigenous believers from sharing their faith. It's even estimated that thousands of Buddhist monks have become followers of Jesus, and we can really praise God for that. So even as I shared with you these prayer points, please continue to pray for peace and justice to reign in an impoverished land whose ethnically diverse people have suffered greatly. Pray for effective evangelism that would penetrate the hearts of staunchly Buddhist majority. Pray for those believers who face tremendous harassment and persecution for their Christian faith. Praise God for Open Doors, which helps strengthen persecuted believers in Myanmar with the help of local partners through efforts like literature distribution, discipleship programs, training, and socio-economic aid.
Now I'm reading this letter so that you will pray. God has provided all the funds that we need to care for this brother, but he does need prayer, and we mean that. And we know that so many of you out there, every time we ask for prayer, you hit your knees. So thank you in advance. I'd just like to read a text before I read his letter from Hebrews. Being destitute, afflicted, ill-treated, men of whom the world was not worthy. And I could add there, men and women of whom the world is not worthy. Here at Heart Cry, you know, we work with indigenous missionaries, some of them living in very, very difficult places, suffering from persecution, suffering from poverty, all sorts of things. And it is a good thing that we can talk to you because they have no voice. They're somewhere deep in the jungle and no one would ever even know their name or their need. And that's part of our ministry. So there's a dear brother. I can't mention his name. He is in Myanmar. And we have worked with him for a long time. And he is what I would consider a leader among men and among the missionary movement there in Myanmar. And so I'm just going to read this letter that he wrote to us. And it's a little broken, but I think it'll help you and direct you in prayer. He says, "Dear friends, thank you for your prayers. The Apostle Paul's testimony is challenging for us. It is obvious that Paul did not have good health, yet he served the Lord with his best. I encourage myself also by quoting Paul's words. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there has been given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. And he goes on to explain his circumstance. Last year in 2021 and this year in 2022, they are not good years for my family. My brother went to his eternal home on August 1st, 2021, after fighting COVID-19. And my dad followed him on August 28th, 2021. We know for sure that both of them were saved and they are now in heaven. However, we still miss them. My grandson was born on July 23rd, 2021. When he became 5 months old, he started suffering from a seizure. We ran him to the hospital. Since that time, he had to go to the hospital 4 times a month, then 3 times a month, then 2 times a month. He is going to be 12 months old. However, he is like a 2-month baby in strength. There is no such treatment for him in Myanmar or even in Thailand. Only a heavenly doctor can heal him. We absolutely trust the Lord for his healing. I have learned to pray in the Spirit's power because of my grandson. Since May, my health has not been good. On June 11, 2022, I had a minor operation of my colon. My doctor said that there were 4 big spots on my colon. The doctor cut them all, and after checking them, praise the Lord, I do not have cancer. But due to an attack of gout, I could not go to the church for 6 Sundays. How I love preaching the word and worshiping God in the church. But due to severe gout attacks, I could not go to the church. Finally, another doctor has told me that I have to have an operation, or I had to have an operation, because there are crystallized growths on my joints in my feet. On June 6th, I went through an operation again. I have been back home, but I am still laying in bed. I do not know how long I will be in bed. I can read, write, and pray on my bed. I am not yet able to walk. My heart, my soul, my mind, and my spirit are fine, but my body is very, very weak. I cannot wait for the time when I can return to walking and to preaching the word. In my bed, I call our frontline mobile missionaries who are in different mission fields, and I encourage them. I've learned the effectiveness of a telephone ministry, but I've also learned that God's grace is sufficient for me. You know, this is not a letter about extraordinary persecution, but it is a letter from a man that we know has served for years and years and years in the jungle. And we can see from his writing that he's a bit discouraged, downcast. He wants to keep going and preaching and loving his people. So I would ask you to pray with me right now as I pray for him. Again, we can't mention his name, but God knows it. And so let's lift our brother up in prayer. And I trust that you will continue doing so. There are so many unnamed men and women on the field that are giving everything they have and suffering things that we couldn't even begin to imagine. And they do it for the cause of Christ. Now, that should not embarrass us. We all have different callings, but it should call us to prayer, to lift up these modern day heroes of the faith, if they're being persecuted, if they're in prison, or even if they're just being struck with one sickness after another. So let's pray. Father, I come before you in the name of your Son, and I pray, dear God, for my brother and his family and all the missionaries that work with him and under his counsel. Lord, please strengthen him. Please sanctify the desires of his heart and give him those sanctified desires. Please, Lord, raise him up. But having gone through this trial, that he be more Christ-like more sensitive to the needs of others, more dependent upon the Spirit. Oh God, raise him up to preach. He is in a place where the laborers are few, but the harvest and the need is so great. Help our brother, heal him, strengthen him, change him, transform him and his family. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we praise your name and glorify you as you bestow countless blessings on Burma. We thank you for the many recent changes in Burma. Thank you for giving us a better government who cares for the people and sees the needs of the people. We ask you to raise up people who love Jesus to be more involved and included in the government. We ask you to give Burma a constitution that honors you and shows care for everyone. Heavenly Father, we see in Burma that there are still many problems. Religious people turn against each other. The rich oppress the poor. Christians are still facing persecution, and they are hindered from worshiping God. Among churches, some people are spreading their own opinion instead of spreading the gospel. So we pray that Christians will repent of their wrongdoing and return to the true gospel. Then people can see the truth and know Jesus is the Savior. We pray for the people spreading the true gospel. Please empower them and protect them. Provide whatever they need. As you love the world, you sent Jesus to reconcile the world to you. Now, Jesus sent his disciples to spread the gospel to reconcile Burma to you. So please bring people who are like Adoniram Judson, who are fully committed to complete the task of reconciliation of Burma. We ask you to send people from all over the world to Burma to empower the churches with teaching, preaching, meeting physical needs, spiritual support. We also ask you to use the people from Burma who have been scattered around the world to extend your kingdom, to be your light around the world. Father, forgive our sins and hear our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
So let me give you a little background. Christians in Myanmar have been persecuted for probably 100 years. It's a Buddhist country. Christians make up about 6% of the country. So there's always been persecution, but the last couple decades have been really rough. The military has been a continual war in the nation and really attacking the Christians, and so they've suffered terribly. Now, they've done better in the last number of years. There was a democratically elected government, and Christians were doing better. But then the military recently took over in a coup. And that brings us to this point. So what's going on? Well, the people, the Buddhist population is fed up. They're just tired of the military and they want democracy. And so they are out protesting in the streets. Now, what do you think the government's doing? So, of course, they're cracking down hard. They've killed over 700 protesters. So that's where this video comes in. The Christians are laying down the street And it's not a political protest. They're just crying out to God. They're crying out to God, saying, God, bring peace to our nation, bring healing to our nation. And that's where I'd ask you, you know, in Myanmar, we've done a lot of work. We do wells, we've trained pastors how to deal with persecution, we help orphans, and we've repaired broken bodies and broken homes, all the typical work we do. And so I'd ask you to, first of all, join with your brothers and sisters in Myanmar and cry out to God, ask for peace for that nation, and ask for Him to blanket that nation in His love and in the gospel.
There are many stories of how God is at work in Myanmar, and you can find it on the OMF International website. It's so good to hear that God is at work despite all the persecution, despite all the pain and the suffering that believers are going through. God is constantly at work. And yes, the harvest is plentiful and the laborers are few. Let's pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into His harvest fields. Let's pray that God will send out more workers into Myanmar, that God would raise up more people to pray for Myanmar so that more people will come to know Jesus, more people will come to experience the love of God in their lives.
May we be a shining light to the nations, a shining light to the peoples of the earth, till the whole world sees the glory of your name. May your pure light shine through us.